Welcome back to the Spoken Wood Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Vanderlist. And for today's episode, we have an article that was written by Megan Fitzpatrick of the Popular Woodworking Editor's Blog. It's titled, Earliest Woodworker in Drama, Fiction, or Poetry. It was originally posted on November 12th, 2009. Now, to read more great articles like this one from Megan, visit blogs.popularwoodworking.com/editorsblog. Or, of course, as we always do, I'll make sure to have links in the show notes to make it that much easier for you to get there. So without further delay, let's get on with the show. Earliest Woodworker in Drama, Fiction, or Poetry, written by Megan Fitzpatrick for the Popular Woodworking Editor's Blog, posted November 12, 2009. I just finished teaching A Midsummer Night's Dream to my Shakespeare class, and while I find the various pairs of lovers in the play to be fairly boring, I'm enchanted by the rude mechanicals. The group of working men who perform a tedious brief scene of young Pyramus and his love Thisbe very tragical mirth at the wedding celebration in Act 5. My favorite rude mechanic is Snug the Joiner. He plays the lion, but there's also a carpenter, Peter Quince. Because Snug was on my mind, I asked in yesterday's newsletter, November 11, 2009, if anyone could name a literary furniture maker from fiction, poetry, or drama who predates Snug. The play was first printed in a quarto edition in 1600. The prize for the earliest one is one of my copies of the play, which will take me down to three. Many of you weighed in for Noah, Joseph, Jesus, and other biblical woodworkers. That brings up a discussion of whether the Bible is nonfiction or fiction or poetry, and I suppose it could be argued that much of it is poetic, whether or not one categorizes it as fiction or nonfiction. That, gentle readers, is a fray I don't want to enter. Two readers mentioned medieval mystery plays, for those were acted by the various craft guilds, hence Shakespeare's appropriation of mechanicals as his play within the play actors. By and by, the craft guilds are also the origin of the title of Adam Cherubini's Arts and Mysteries column, the mysteries of each guild were jealously guarded by its members. I received several mentions of Geppetto from the Pinocchio story, Robin Hood and his gang, do bows count as furniture? The innkeeper in Moby Dick, he builds a hand plane at one point, and the ship's carpenter in the same novel. He builds a coffin, which I suppose counts as the final furniture piece for many, for Queequeg. But the winner is Bill Seavey, with his vote of Odysseus. In Homer's epic poem, The Odyssey, which, depending on to whom one listens, predates the earliest known fragments of Genesis, the title character carves a bed out of a rooted olive tree, which serves as a love test for his long-suffering wife Penelope after Odysseus returns from years of wandering, following the fall of Troy and years of sleeping around. There was also a vote for Ippias, who builds the Trojan horse in an earlier book of the same poem, but I don't think a horse counts as furniture. And for those of you who are still reading, here are two final Shakespeare woodworking connections. At Woodworking in America, Roy Underhill told me that his family tree has been traced back to Stratford-upon-Avon, and at least one of his ancestors was a woodworker. Thanks again for listening to today's episode of the Spoken Wood Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it, and if you did, please consider subscribing to the show so you won't miss a single episode. Subscribing is quick, it's easy, and more importantly, it's totally free. By subscribing today, you'll be guaranteed not to miss another episode. To find out more information about today's author or any of the previous authors who've appeared on the Spoken Wood Podcast, stop by our website at www.spokenwoodpodcast.com, where you'll find all the show notes and links so you can find them that much easier. And one more thing. Do you have a blog post or an article you'd like to share with the audience of the Spoken Wood Podcast? Drop me a line to get more information about how today at spokenwoodpodcast@gmail.com. Until the next episode, take care, and we'll be talking to you soon.